This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1862. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 26th, Angola, Anguilla, Australia, Burundi, Canada, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, India, Ireland, Japan, Malaysia, Morocco, Myanmar, Namibia, New Zealand, North America, Philippines, Russia, St. Kitts, Sri Lanka, Sudan, USA, Vatican, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, tracking the only shortwave frequency from Angola, Radio Nacional, measured by Wolfgang Büschel on 4949.728, January 19th at 05:31. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been checking it just about every day and finds it has often been missing. It's on and off like a firefly, he says, just slightly less regular. Ron Howard in California notes that they certainly like to identify, at least when he was listening on January 21st, he heard IDs at all these times after 05UT, at 04, 05 with two IDs, at 07 with three IDs, at 08 with one, and another one at 0510. Poor reception, but clearly able to make out their distinctive IDs. As I mentioned last week, the so-called Caribbean beacon Anguilla had been missing from both its day and night frequencies, but January 22nd at 01:33, they were back on 6090, having been gone since at least January 8th. However, Dr. Gene Scott was just as distorted as ever, if not worse, so they did not take the opportunity to fix the transmitter. It's non-distorted on parallel WWCR 5935. But the day frequency continues to be missing through January 25th. No sign of it on 11775. Time is running out for shortwave from ABC and Australia. As we have been mentioning for the last few weeks, including last week, January 31st is still the publicized close-down date, both for Radio Australia and for the ABC Northern Territory shower service. There's been a lot of opposition to this in the domestic and foreign press, as well as individual listeners complaining that Australia needs to keep its shortwave service, but it appears that ABC is unrelenting. Who knows if they'll be precise about it at the end of the January 31st broadcast day by local time. Brian Powell in Sydney has been trying to find out from ABC and Radio Australia if there will be a definite close-down time. And I imagine that even if there is, there will be no special notice of it on the stations themselves. Many other shortwave services have died with a whimper. Brian Powell suggests these may be some of the possible times. Midnight, Australian Eastern Daylight Time, which is UT January 30th at 1300. Or it could have something to do with the normal transmission span times at 21 UT or 09 UT for Radio Australia. Or who knows, they might do it at midnight UT starting January 31st, even though that would be midday in Australia. Or it could be 24 hours later at 13 UT January 31st. As for the Northern Territory transmitters, that could be at midnight local time, or the usual transmitter changeover times of 08:30 or 21:30. Don't be surprised if there are unrelated outages before then. Wolfgang Büschel says that 4835 was not audible at 06:45 UT January 19th. Well, we can only hope there will be a last-minute reprieve, so keep an ear on the six frequencies of Radio Australia and the five frequencies from the Northern Territory. Should you be hearing one of our broadcasts on February 1st, just remember that I recorded this 1 week earlier. From Paraíba, Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX, reports hearing. The clandestine for Burundi with a grandiose name, Radio Publique Africaine, January 19th, amid its 18 UT broadcast at 32 past on 11550. Oh, he was also hearing it via the Twente receiver in the Netherlands. He says there were some fast interruptions after 1844. This broadcast started out being via Madagascar, but Ivo Ivanov says the site has changed to Issoudun, France, still the same time and frequency as of January 21st. The first half is in Kirundi, the second half in French. Big problems at Trenton Military, CHR in Ontario, January 21st at 1508 UT on 15034 USB. I found their robotic announcer was stuck in loops over and over and over, saying no report received after mentioning four airports, several different sets of four. It goes like this, break, Halifax, Halifax, no report received, break, Shearwater, Shearwater, no report received, break, Greenwood, Greenwood, no report received. Those two are in Nova Scotia. Break, Gander, Gander, no report received. And so it went, also for the nighttime frequency, 6754 USB, and still whenever I tuned in, and I did so frequently, at least for the next 4 days, through January 25th, it was still nothing but no report received. Totally useless transmissions all day and all night, and no one at the station noticing to fix it. Pity the poor Canadian taxpayer, let alone flights in urgent need of Volmet, or maybe there really are not any. For quite a while in December, and I think early January, Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea was broadcasting its first and second programs on the 40-meter ham band below 7200. But we haven't heard them lately, and Ron Howard says they're not heard as of January 24th at 1516. Number one had been on 7146.55, a very split frequency, while number two would jump around among 7175, 80, and 85. He says significantly the previous jamming of these frequencies that started at 1501 is no longer being heard either, so even the jammers realize that Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea is now off the air. No, we are not aware of their moving to any proper frequencies either. The split frequency from Ethiopia, however, is still on the air, carrying both Radio Ethiopia and some clandestine broadcasts for Eritrea. Varies between 7234 and 7235. Ron Howard has been logging it by long path in his mornings from California, and the proprietor of Africa List, Torsten Hamann in Germany, has also been tracking it. He says, I believe the Monday, Wednesday, Friday 0400 to 435 broadcast is the same transmission in the evenings at 18 to 1835. It's not identifying as Voice of Eritrea like a few years ago when the scheduling and frequencies were different, but it's the Voice of Peace and Democracy as listed for the evenings, not Voice of Eritrea as still in some listings. Ron Howard was, in fact, hearing this in his mornings by short path, January 20th, Friday, from 0402, drifting upwards continually from 7234.69 to 7234.95 by 0432. He also hears it around 1445 drifting. As of January 22nd, between 1330 and 1344 UT, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, using the remote receiver in Qatar, says the center frequency of Radio Ethiopia is about 7236.351, but varies from 20 to 25 hertz. A reminder that shortwave service in Germany is carrying out some more transmitter tests via a secret transmitter site, and it might be different on these two different days, Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th, between 15 and 16 UT. The frequency both times is 6015 for Western Europe, with music and announcements. All India Radio is being heard on a new frequency, 7500, January 23rd, between 14 and 16 UT, says Mauno Ritola in Finland. And also heard January 24th at 0414 by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. So what is it? Joe Jacobs explains, it's All India Radio's Urdu service, which is supposed to be on 7520, but temporarily was on 7500. 7520 is scheduled for very long hours in Urdu, both in the local mornings and afternoons and evenings. It's from a Delhi transmitter site. Ivo Ivanov notes that transmissions of RTE Radio 1 via Madagascar have been cancelled. WRN was handling a relay Monday through Friday between 1930 and 1958 on 5820, but they expired around the end of last year. Kai Ludwig says, according to RTE.ie, they refer only to web audio anymore. So they also canceled the use of WRN satellite channels. Ron Howard in California says he has not heard the low-powered JG2XA in Japan, a propagation research station, for quite some time on 5006. However, their other frequency still has some occasional CW, perhaps from that it's 8006. He was hearing that at 1412 UT, January 25th. Last week, Ron Howard reported that the only active Malaysian shortwave frequency was 9835. But since then, the other two have returned. From Moonlight Beach, California, Dan Sheedy says, January 19th, he was again hearing Asyik FM or Salam FM on 6050 via the Kajang site on the peninsula from 1444 until off at 1503, and also on the 20th until off at 1501. He says, after being off since before the new year, these popped back on with a poor signal overall, but the 1500 UT transmission from Asyik to Salam is easy to understand. There are two pips, a time check, and jingle IDs. However, Salam FM pulls the plug in mid-word during the program intro, just a few minutes after the hour. Also showing up again was 11665 YFM, and also carrying Sarawak FM. Heard January 22nd from 1533 past 1605. A nice signal with Malay and English eclectic music mix until 1558, then transitioning to Sarawak FM at top of hour and becoming parallel to 9835. First heard on January 21st. At midnight 31 UT, January 22nd, Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 6050.027. That's Asyik FM, A-S-Y-I-K, with interference from Tibet. On the 23rd, using a remote receiver in eastern Thailand, he says it was unstable, varying 1 or 2 hertz, around 6050.026 and a half at 0115 UT. Ron Howard in California reports on January 24th, Asyik FM from 1452 until 1500 on 6050 with the usual Tuesday Bollywood show of pop songs in Hindi after having been off the air for a while. And then it started Salam FM at 1500 but off at 1502, as Dan Sheedy was also reporting. Ron says now all the shortwave Malaysian stations are active, 9835, 11665 as well. It had been a while since all three were broadcasting at the same time. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1862. Also presenting the website with more and more information archived, including the very latest, worldofradio.com, both of which are non-commercial. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. This week from Robert Lazar, who sent a generous contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Morocco's only shortwave frequency is 9575 with Radio Media from Nador. It's on the air supposedly 24 hours in Arabic with some French. Usually quite a weak signal and not well modulated. However, it has been off the air for a while. Koji Hashimoto in Japan says it was back on the air January 21st, heard from 0618 to 724 with Arabic and French. News, talk, and music, ID at 710 and 712. Another report from José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil, January 23rd at 2001 in Arabic. He says they continue with transmitter problems, but it was a good signal today, but very poor modulation. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Radio Media was back again on shortwave January 23rd. For its 24-hour schedule in Arabic and French. However, there are some other stations on 9575 between 1200 and 1330. China is running CNR1 jammers against All India Radio in Tibetan. And also Radio Japan has a Chinese broadcast on 9575 at 1530 to 1600. Wolfgang Büschel has been doing a lot of Myanmar monitoring, thanks to his access to that remote receiver in Thailand, where he can hear it even in the daytime on the lower bands. He notes that the 5985 transmitter is sometimes off frequency and sometimes not, believed to be two different transmitters, but it was exactly 100 hertz high January 20th at 0121, as if it were a keyboard glitch, 5985, 0.100. Then it was 5985.15, says Ron Howard, January 21st at 1441. Then Wolfie heard it on 5985.100 again from 2350 January 21st till midnight 45 January 22nd. I don't often deal with ham news here since there's so much of it, especially DX. Where would you start and stop? But here is an exception from a country which is no longer shortwave broadcasting, Namibia. I ran across a ham from that country, as I discovered later when looking up his strange call sign, Victor 51 Bravo, although he was using different phonetics, on 7156 LSB, January 23rd at 0449. Working a station not far from me in the zero call area of the USA. I found his QRZ.com page where he has lots of photos of his antennas, and he says SWL reports are welcome for QSL. Andre Pretorius in Oranjemund, Namibia. Did you know the TED Radio Hour is on shortwave? It's a shame not from a single US shortwave station, but from Radio New Zealand International. It's scheduled Sundays at 0605 UT when they put in an excellent signal on 11725. If you can stay awake after 0700, and even I can't, another 2 hours of excellent programming from RNZI, the Sunday night show with an evening of music and nostalgia song requests back to the 1940s. As I've reported before, the North American pirate reactivated station YHWH was frequently appearing on 5792 in the evenings. On January 19th, he shifted back to 5790, says Ron Howard, heard after 0208 UT. But on January 22nd, I found him again on one of the first frequencies he used when reactivating in early December, 7405. This was before and after 0200 UT. Also heard January 24th on 7405, says Ron Howard, at 0323, but off by 0402. Then on the 23rd, he was back on 5790 at 0215. 24th. I had him on 7405 at 0224 past 0300. On January 24th, I ran across something new on 11630 at 1442 in a South Asian language. Quite a good signal, in fact. Looking up what might be on the frequency, we find a listing for Radio Kuwait, but it's been completely silent on shortwave for a couple of years. It has been reported to be getting its transmitters refurbished, but we don't think it's back on the air yet. However, that led someone else to assume it was Kuwait when he heard it. So I checked again the next day. January 25th caught them signing on at 1430 as Radio Veritas Asia. And yes, it's their Urdu broadcast, which had just moved from 15330, which also had a surprisingly good signal, both relayed via the Vatican. They're aiming eastward from there toward Pakistan. Just another example of Santa Maria de Galeria's capability to radiate very well in the wrong directions. This is only a half-hour broadcast. They announced the website, so I checked their Urdu section. And do they have the new frequency in their program guide? Of course not. I do see that RVA subtitles itself as Voice of Asian Christianity, which is a bit cheeky considering that it's only the voice of a sub-sect, Roman Catholicism. And by the way, I wonder what they think of murderer Duterte. Of his micro-de-expeditions in Pennsylvania, Dave Valko reports to Hardcore DX January 15th, a tentative log of one of the few shortwave stations remaining in Russia, on 6000, Radio Adigeskoye. He heard it from 1925 UT. It's the music at 1955. It went off 3 seconds after 2003. He says it seems strong enough on peaks, but the modulation must have been really low. The transmitter site is the one they called Armavir. Wolfgang Büschel says it's actually in the Krasnodar Oblast in the northern Caucasus. And Ivo Ivanov says as of January 22nd in Bulgaria, he had a fairly good signal from it during this only hour it's on the air, I think, Sunday at 19 to 20 UT. It's a 100 kilowatt transmitter aimed southwards in the Adygean language. John Carver in mid-north Indiana says, I heard that Rick Wiles was to be on Jim Baker's show January 25th and watched it. Wiles has now received a license to broadcast from St. Kitts and is in the process of moving his studios and equipment there. Baker is still being secretive about his shortwave network that is to run from there, but did announce that it was to be named ETCN for End Times Communications Network. That license refers to Medium Wave 820, the 10-kilowatt station on St. Kitts, which the World Radio TV Handbook now has as a future plan. It's owned by Flowing Streams Ministry in Vero Beach, Florida, and is titled Sun Power Radio, S-O-N, of course. By the way, that's also how the 9395 WRMI transmitter 24/7 should be denominated. True News is only the name of its flagship program. And 820 was previously called Radio Paradise, and now that is a program on 9395 as well. Via Alokesh Gupta, DX South Asia Group, a story in Economy Next of January 19th, Sri Lanka state broadcaster and military to get some VOA transmitting assets. SLBC and the military will get some equipment from a closed Voice of America relay station, which is being dismantled. VOA made its last broadcast from Iranavila on June 10, 2016, amid budget cuts and declining viewership for shortwave radio listening. It had two 500-kilowatt Marconi transmitters and six 250s when it began operations over 16 years ago. Torsten Hamann in Germany reports that Sudan has resumed its external service on 9505. He heard a carrier and low modulation on January 18th, from 1810, while their other domestic service shortwave frequency, 7205, was empty. January 19th, modulation was better at 1610 on 7205, and then 9505 came up instead, a strong signal when in French, but low audio level. The reactivated so-called Voice of Africa includes English, January 20th. He was hearing that just before 17:30. Ron Howard in California was also monitoring this, probably via Long Path, on January 21st, 23rd, and 24th, around 16 UT. David Cole sends a Politico story of January 23rd by Tara Palmieri. Trump moves to put his own stamp on Voice of America. Recent actions have raised fears that VOA could serve as an unfettered propaganda arm for acting President Trump. And as with many other government agencies, the transition has been rather rocky for VOA. Stories about this in the new DX Listening Digest. As you may have noticed, Brother Scare has bought a lot of unoccupied time on WBCQ. 9330 is now scheduled to be on the air 24/7, never going off. But the programs previously on that frequency and others are not displaced. 5130 is also on the air all night between 23 and 11 UT. And 7490 is carrying Brother Scare in addition until 0800. From Zambia, Voice of Hope Africa has changed its schedule. Richard Langley received info all about it from Ray Robinson of KVOH. The morning broadcast is replaced by an afternoon and evening broadcast from 17 to 22 on 4965 omnidirectional and 6065 toward West Africa. So we'll no longer be hearing it weekdays starting at 05 UT on 11680. He explains, ZNBC1, the other Zambian shortwave, 5915, has not been appearing in the early mornings. There are rolling power outages called load shedding. The electricity utility in Zambia, ZESCO, continues to impose daily throughout the country. They're at different times in different areas, but at the VOH transmitter site, outages have been in effect from 6 to 10 a.m. local, 4 to 8 UT, since September. The shortwave site is only a few miles from ours, the ZNBC site, and it would be logical they are on the same outage schedule. My guess is they've decided it's not really worth the effort to broadcast for an hour or so from 0245 UT until whenever the power goes out. This is speculation. They do use 5915 later in the day after the much cheaper hydropower returns. Voice of Hope expected the load shedding to end by December, but alas, the outages are continuing with no sign of any change. So our own weekday morning broadcasts are unsustainable, resulting in the change to evening broadcasts on other frequencies. Bill Bingham in South Africa has more speculation. ZNBC1 have a more serious problem. They've been completely off the air for 3 days. When we had load shedding in South Africa a couple of years ago, it did considerable damage to domestic electronic equipment. Some of the electronics at ZNBC1 may have been damaged by this. It isn't the power going off that causes the damage, but the surge when it comes back on. The propagation outlook from Prague. Geomagnetic field will be quiet January 26th. Quiet to unsettled on the 27th, 31st, February 1st and 3rd. Quiet to active January 28th and 29th. Mostly quiet on the 30th. Active to disturb February 2nd, 4th and 5th. Boulder foresees ANK indices rising to a peak of 20 and 5 on February 3rd, solar flux dropping from 80 to 75. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1862.